Good morning and welcome to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. And this program is your chance to hear from Fulton County leaders and professional experts and learn about the programs, services, and initiatives that all Fulton County residents can take advantage of to live healthy, prosperous lives in our diverse, growing area. So pour yourself a morning cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy Fulton Focus.
Welcome to the August edition of Fulton Focus. I'm Rob Maynard. We'll take a closer look at Fulton County programs for women and children, and Shania Chavis-Rucker will join us later to talk about Fulton County TV. But first up, kids may be going back to school, but it's still summer out there. It's been a wet and humid one following a mild winter, and that means mosquitoes. We are in the peak time of year for these pesky insects, and today we've got the perfect person to help us get through mosquito season with less scratching. We're joined by Kevin Jones, Deputy Director of Environmental Health Services for the Fulton County Department of Health Services. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me here.
Mosquitoes are a bane. It seems like there's a lot more of them this summer, are there?
Yes, they are. With the inordinate amount of rain that we've gotten this year, there's literally been an explosion of mosquitoes. Good thing is they're the Asian tiger mosquito, and they don't carry the West Nile virus. So while they're a nuisance, they do not carry disease. So that's the good news.
And, of course, you hear about West Nile from time to time. I know we talked about this maybe a year or two ago, and there were cases in Fulton County. We're into August. A lot of mosquitoes. Has Fulton County experienced or seen any cases of West Nile virus?
No, we have zero cases of West Nile virus in humans on this year. We also do testing for mosquitoes in about 30 sites throughout the county. And right now we have about five of those sites that have tested for positive for West Nile virus mosquitoes, but we have no humans that have mosquitoes.
So maybe seen one or two of them, but nobody's gotten sick.
No, nobody's gotten sick.
And West Nile is, it's no joke. People can die of it, particularly very young and the very old, as with many of these things. Could you tell us what West Nile does and what people might think they have if they have it?
Well, West Nile, initially you'll have flu-like symptoms. You'll feel achy. You may have a stiff neck. In the worst case, if you have what they call West Nile virus neurological disease, which gives you a form of meningitis. So with that, those particular cases, that's immediate hospital treatment for that.
And that's probably about the worst bloodborne disease that public health officials are going to see with mosquitoes typically.
Right, right.
What can people do to avoid getting bitten by mosquitoes?
First, I want people to understand that the health department, we do not spray all over Fulton County for mosquitoes. So we can't do anything about those mosquitoes that are out there. And even for those jurisdictions that do spray, they don't kill them all. And when they spray and when it rains, all of that gets washed away. All the residual that on the vegetation is gone. So it's always best to take precautions. And we have what the state calls the five D's. The first D is dust and dawn. You need to protect yourself at dusk and dawn because the type of mosquito that carries West Nile virus appears at those two times of the day. That second D is dress appropriately. So we're asking that you wear long sleeves, long pants, make sure your clothes aren't tight fitting. Because if you have tight fitting clothes, mosquitoes can actually bite through your clothing.
Right. Okay?
The third D, we want to make sure that you use a mosquito repellent that has DEET in it. The active ingredient DEET, that's capital D, capital E, capital E, capital T. So when you buy some mosquito repellent, turn around and look at the can around and look at the active ingredients. Make sure it has DEET in it. Make sure it's age appropriate. You do not want to put 20-30% DEET on a child under the age of 6. So make sure you're looking at that. The fourth D would be the drain. Drain every thing that holds water around your house. Those saucers at the bottom of those potted plants.
Yeah.
Those bird baths, those kiddie pools, and hopefully you don't have any tires in your yard. But if you do, make sure that you drain those tires too.
And even if you take the lid off of a trash can you're using for yard refuse and you don't put it back, the next time you look out there, it's got an inch of water in it. That could be 100 million mosquitoes.
Right, you're breeding mosquitoes right there at your site. And that fifth D is to make sure that you're going to keep all your doors closed, that you got screens on your doors and on your windows, and that they fit tightly. That way you're going to prevent any entry of mosquitoes into your home.
You know, I said at the beginning, school has started and everybody's looking forward to fall, but fall's not here, and Georgia stays pretty warm and pretty moist until much later in the year. How much longer is Fulton County projecting that mosquitoes are going to be an issue?
Well, mosquitoes will be an issue until the first frost. So until we consistently get temperatures of below 30 degrees, then, which is going to be a while.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
So everybody needs to be observing the five Ds, which again, out at dusk and out at dawn, that's when they're out. Don't do that. Limit your outdoor activity. Loose-fitting long-sleeve shirts and pants. Use a repellent with DEET, an age-appropriate one. Drain any empty containers and make sure doors, windows, and screens are in good condition.
Right.
We're talking with Kevin Jones. He's Deputy Director of Environmental Health Services for the Fulton County Department of Health Services. Is there anything else going on in your realm that people might have questions about that just beyond West Nile that you're working on, just some common sense into the summer advice for people to stay healthy?
With your food, I know a lot of people are going to be tailgating and preparing food outdoors. We ask that you make sure you be extra careful with that, that those hot foods, that you keep them hot, that you keep them above 135 degrees Fahrenheit. Those cold foods like your potato salads, you want to make sure that you keep it below 41 degrees Fahrenheit. A lot of foodborne illnesses that we see are actually events that people have at their homes and at churches. So you just want to make sure that you're being extra careful with the handling of your food.
If you can't bring the potluck item because it stayed in the trunk too long, that's going to be better than somebody's grandma getting listeria.
Right. Right. And of course, you know, the older we get, unfortunately, our immune systems get a little weaker. So you have to take extra precautions when you're eating food, especially food from places or from people that you don't know.
So in any event, West Nile right now, not a factor in Fulton County. That's very good news. We've given you some information about how to keep mosquitoes out of your life as much as possible, and some good ideas there about making sure you store your food properly. Kevin Jones, Deputy Director, Environmental Health Services. If somebody wants to follow up with your office with a question about health policy or practices, how can they best do that?
They can give us a call at area code 404-613-1301.
Kevin, thanks for coming by today.
All right, thanks for having me again.
We're joined now on Fulton Focus by Melinda Pruitt. She is the division manager for the Fulton County Office of Children and Youth. Good morning, Ms. Pruitt. Thanks so much for joining us.
And good morning to you, and thank you for having me.
There are a lot of programs in Fulton County looking out for children and youth, and these aren't necessarily always the most among us. Sometimes it's the least among us, but there are a lot of different people out there that need services, and they don't know where to go, and they may not know that there's some great ones available just for being a resident of the county. Could you talk a little bit about some of the most important programs that you work on every day?
Well, thank you for having me and asking me that question. Right now, we are in the recruitment phase for four of our nine programs. And so I'd like to talk to you about those four programs in which we are recruiting. The first one I want to talk about is the Priceless University. And that program is designed to enrich the lives of young girls in middle school and in high school. And we set the program up like a college in which young ladies can enroll in various courses. And our whole goal is to strengthen them. Our goal is to have them to really feel positive about who they are. So often our young ladies deal with negative self-images, and we want them to feel really good about themselves. And beyond that, we want them to start to prepare themselves for secondary education, going to college, going to further their education and their skills. And so that's our focus with Priceless University. The program starts in September, and we are actively looking for young people right now.
You might have a child who's really good at math or science or history, and then they haven't cracked the code of just really obvious things like how to prepare for a college entrance process, how to apply for a job, what is financial literacy, all kinds of programs that you offer through this. If we've got a parent, an aunt, or an uncle today listening that hears about Priceless University and wants to become involved, how do they do that?
Well, they could contact our office, and the program coordinator is Andrea Douglas, and she would be more than happy to answer any of your questions. If they would call 404-613-4131, that's my direct line, and I'll direct them to the proper staff person.
Now, there are also some other programs we're going to talk about this morning. Can you throw one out and let's ponder that?
Yes, I really would like to talk about Successful Families. That's our newest program. And it's different and unique in that we focus on the entire family. And so we go to the families, we do an assessment of what their needs are. And our whole goal is to uplift the entire family to find out what is it that they need to make them successful. If it's a job, if it's housing. Now, we don't provide jobs and we don't provide housing, but we do provide networking in order to get them those things. In addition to that, we try to focus on the young people in their families. If it's tutorial services, homework assistance, and even if it's job preparedness, we try to get our young people ready for the employment world as well. So we work with the whole family. Everyone has to fill out an assessment and everyone has to sign a contract stating that they would be committed to the services that we offer and that they would really work very hard to make a difference in their own lives.
And if somebody hears this and they think, wow, that's some really high level counseling and assistance there, is there a fee associated with this? What about people who might not, you know, be right in the flush right now?
Right. Well, there's no fees for any of our programs. Actually, I don't like to call them free because it is your taxpayer dollars at work. And so we offer these programs really to uplift families and to strengthen our youth. And that's what the purpose is. And so there is no fee to you, a direct fee to those who want to participate.
We're talking with Melinda Pruitt. She is Division Manager for the Fulton County Office of Children and Youth. And Ms. Pruitt, we had Roosevelt Muhammad on this program a year or so ago talking about teen dads. And I just thought that was it was heartwarming. And it's also very sobering sometimes to hear some of those stories. But could you talk just a little bit about teen dads as a resource for our listeners?
Absolutely. Presently, to date, we have served over 200 young men and helping them to learn parenting skills. So often we focus on the moms and the fact that they are the ones raising the children. And the young dad, especially the teen dad, they really don't know how to navigate. They don't know how to parent, and they haven't been given a lot of the skills that they need to be successful in their lives with their children. So this program focuses exclusively on teen fathers. No, we don't encourage teen pregnancy. As a matter of fact, we try to help young people not become parents at such an early age. But if they are parents, we want them to be the best that they can be and to help them to break the cycle of having children at such an early age. And so our goal really is to help support our fathers, help them to be able to sustain themselves as well as their children.
That's right. And realize the true cost of Pampers, if you will.
Absolutely. And that is such an awesome cost. I remember being happy when I didn't have to pay for them. So I know that the fathers need support in that way.
Another program here is Kinship Care. Could you talk a little bit about what that is?
Well, Kinship Care is a relative care program, and it is really, even though our focus is on the child, it really supports those relatives who are raising children that are not their own children. So it can be a grandparent, it can be an aunt, it can be an uncle, it can be a cousin, someone who's raising a child that is not their child, but has stepped up and stepped in to really help support the children. And so we want to help them by supporting the young people. We offer them job trainings, camp tuition assistance in the summer. And then we offer a whole gamut of services to uplift the child and support them in their schools and their academics and all of that. So that's a program exclusively for those young people who are experiencing living with a relative and not their parents.
And people can read about census results, but you have a job where you live with the census results. And we know in America and in Fulton County today, the traditional family is not mom, dad, and 2.2 kids. It very often is grandma and granddad, or just grandma raising grandkids and you know, alternate family arrangements. And so this is a resource for people that might need a respite or kind of at their wits' end about that.
Absolutely. And it is just that. It is a respite care. And we focus on the children, and it does give the caregivers an avenue to have a break and to have support.
Well, you reach a lot of different people with these programs. If somebody's listening today and something that we've said, they said, you know, I've got to call my sister. She can use this. Or what am I going to do? And this might be the thing. How do they get in touch with the Fulton County Office of Children and Youth?
Well, the first thing I want to do is direct them to Fulton County website. They can always go to fultoncounty.gov, and they would be able to find our programs as well as others. But also, please do call me at 404-613-4131, or you can email me. It's Melinda Pruitt at fultoncountyga.gov.
We're talking with Melinda Pruitt, Division Manager with the Fulton County Office of Children and Youth. They have programs for a number of different constituencies, young people, old people. If you're troubled and having a hard time keeping up in a very complicated world sometimes, there are resources out there for you, and these programs are great examples of that. Thank you so much, Melinda, and I do hope you can come back and talk to us again at some point.
I'd love to do it, and thank you for having me.
Fulton County wants its youngest citizens to be safe going back to school. If your child takes the bus to school, it is extremely important that they take proper safety precautions. Here are some tips to make sure your child safely travels to school. When riding the bus to school, go to the bus stop with your child to teach them the proper way to get on and off the bus. Make sure your children stand 6 feet away from the curb. If your child and you need to cross the street in front of the bus, walk on the side of the road until you are at least 12 feet ahead of the bus. You always should be able to see the bus driver, and the bus driver should always be able to see you. Remember, stay safe this school year.
This has been a public service announcement from Fulton County in partnership with Jazz 91.9 WCLK.
We're joined now on Fulton Focus by a familiar face and a familiar voice to many radio listeners around Fulton County, Shania Chavis Rucker. She's the director of the Office of Broadcast and Cable and the news director and anchor for FGTV for Fulton County Government. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us, Rob.
Tell us a little bit about FGTV. Where can people find it, and what are they going to see when they get there?
Well, Fulton Government Television is the public access arm, the government arm for Comcast cable subscribers who live in Fulton County. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they can go to Comcast Channel 21 in the city of Atlanta and Comcast Channel 23 in all of the rest of the parts of the county and hear stories and programs all about Fulton County government. And I know at first glance, people's thinking, oh my goodness, government, ugh. But no, it's just
not,
the opposite.
Not on this program.
You know? No, but it's great because you actually get to see your tax dollars at work. You know, for years I was in news and I never ever went down to the Fulton County Government Center unless we were doing some story or some kind of a story that was not the most positive, I'll be honest and say. And so when I got to Fulton County, I didn't realize all of the government programs, things that we are paying for every day, that people really didn't have an access or a window to see how these programs were working, again, at their expense as taxpayers.
Give us an example of what kind of programs people might be able to see. I know, for example, you guys cover some of the various public meetings, right?
Absolutely. Well, of course, we cover the Board of Commissioners meetings live every first and third Wednesday. And of course, we then show them in their taped format the following week at 6 p.m. But that is just a drop in the bucket in terms of the original programs that we actually produce. For instance, our flagship program is called Fulton Today. It is a newscast, and I actually have some very familiar faces and voices from all around Atlanta media who are actually contractors with us who help us to tell the story about Fulton County government. So, for instance, this week you might see a stories about Veterans Court. where veterans who have some criminal justice issues may not truly fit into a jail setting, but there's a program there for them in order to help them to navigate their way through all of their criminal justice issues. Or, for instance, a couple of commissioners have shows, all of them. In fact, all but one has a show on that channel. And so they're able to reach their constituency with things that are germane to their district. So it's not just your old school government access television, like one might think.
Well, and so many of us live in a day and an age where we're listening to streams of music and cable networks and DVDs off of Netflix, and the fact that something might be happening just down the street from you, you might not pick up unless you're getting this kind of local content.
Rob, you are so right. I'll tell you, I never had ever heard of a particular quarterly program that one of the commissioners does. And when I say a program, meaning it's an initiative, and it's called Bulky Trash Day. And I don't know about you, Rob, but you know, I'm always begging my dad or my husband even or anybody to clean out the garage, you know, and you clean out the garage, you have no idea where to put all of that trash. Well, the county quarterly has a bulky trash day where you can load up all of that stuff that's in the garage and take it to one of the transfer stations, and you get to dump it for free. And, you know, so it's those kinds of things that you just never really think about government beyond going down there to get your tag or maybe thinking about your property tax bill. But there are so many other programs, especially in the justice system.
Well, the justice system, public health, there's just any number of things. And I'm just looking at some of the names of some of the programs, and I find it interesting. You have a program called Victims View. You have Inspections Central, the People's Court, Medical Minute, Fulton Fitness. That's just a whole raft of things you can be informed on every single day.
Every single solitary day. And you were mentioning Victims View. That particular show is by the Solicitor General. So it gives program ideas for people who are really in the system and who need help as a victim. Or, you know, you mentioned a Medical Minute. You're right. The Fulton County government, they spend a lot of money on their health services. So we've got doctors there who can talk to you about some of the things that you may have to deal with. Our public health clinics are so used now, and it's a lot of for a lot of people, it's their only way to actually have access to medical care. So we've tried to tailor a number of our programs to the main things that some of our viewers ask us about, email us about, you know, when they're tweeting us or when they're using Facebook and they ask us about particular things. We make sure that our stories and our programs are reflective of what they're asking for.
Something like this is for all the citizens. I know that FGTV proudly announced recently that you guys have made advances with closed captioning. Could you talk just a little bit about that?
Yes. You know, for years we had been using sign language for our Board of Commissioners meeting. And, you know, the FCC had long said that they wanted all of their television stations to be compliant with some of their mandates. And one of them was closed captioning. And so, of course, as you well, you know that costs a little bit. So it's been some years since we've tried to build our infrastructure to be able to support it. So now when people are watching the Board of Commissioners meeting, particularly for our hearing impaired, they have access to be able to know exactly what's going on in their government. And then for those who do not have hearing disabilities, if they want to watch the meeting but not necessarily listen to it, they can just simply mute it and the closed captioning will come up. Of course, in this day and age of digital television, you have to go into your settings and actually turn your closed captioning on. But the service is there for everyone, not just on FGTV on the Comcast channel, but online 24 hours a day. You can get to us by the Fulton County website, fultoncountyga.gov. And on that homepage, you'll see right there on the left-hand side an icon that says FGTV Stream and on-demand video. So even if you don't have Comcast cable, you can still check us out 24/7.
We're talking with Shania Chavis-Rucker. She's director of the Office of Broadcast and Cable for Fulton County Government. We're talking about FGTV, and yes, she is that Shania Chavis. She's now Shania Chavis-Rucker. Just wanted Mr. Rucker to hear that. I know that with my favorite television programs, I can go to Twitter and follow their Twitter feed, and it tells me what's going on. Does FGTV keep up with all these other realms?
Oh, well, you know we do. We have one of the things I love about FGTV is the fact that a number of our staff, they come straight out of college. And so, you know, these young kids, they have a great idea about social media, and they have really been instrumental in making sure that, you know, we are up to date with all of those social media venues. They were talking to me just last week about, Ms. Shania, we need to do Instagram. So that's next. You know, anything to be able to keep our constituency informed.
So if someone is looking to tune in and see what's going on, what do you have coming up briefly that people might be excited about seeing?
Well, you know, we're very excited about a number of I was about to call them new programs, but really they're shows that have been on hiatus that are coming back, like Talk Fulton. You know, that gives an opportunity for anybody in our community to come on and talk Fulton, talk things that are interesting to them in their community. And it gives people an opportunity to be able to not just be connected with their government, but it allows communities to come in and tell us about what they're doing. You know, we've already talked about I love Inspection Central. You know, a lot of folks want to know about their restaurant ratings and you know, exactly what was that score. We've revised that and it's coming back. In addition, you know, we started not just recently Fulton Feedback. So when a viewer wants to use one of those social media venues, you know, they can just log on, send us any kind of a message, and then we'll follow up with them and they get to be on the Fulton Feedback program.
Well, in the old days, you had to go down to City Hall or you had to go down to the county office building. You don't have to do that anymore. You can learn a whole lot about services available to you from Fulton County, and you can also participate in your local government all through Fulton County Government Television. Again, we're talking with Shania Chavis-Rucker. She's Director of Broadcast and Cable. Shania, if people want to follow up and find out more about FGTV, how do they do that?
Well, they can always go to that feedback line that I told them about. It's fgtv.feedback@fultoncountyga.gov. They can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/FGTV. And of course, they can friend us on Facebook. But you know, I love the old fashioned phone, 404-612-8317.
Shania Chavis-Rucker, thanks so much for taking the time to tell us the good news about FGTV today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Rob.
You've been listening to Fulton Focus, a joint production of Fulton County Communications and WCLK Public Affairs. Fulton County is your county at your service. If you would like more information about county policies, initiatives, or events, please call the Office of Communications at 404-612-8300. We're also online at www.fultoncountyga.gov, where you can subscribe to our Fulton Focus e-newsletter. You can become a fan of Fulton County government on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by typing in at Fulton Info. Fulton Focus is produced by Erica Davis, Rob Maynard, and Marky Lofton. Thanks for listening.